Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
If you were paying any attention to the crypto landscape in late 2025, you really felt the gravity of this one central question.
Mm-hmm.
It was circulating everywhere among traders.
Mm-hmm.
Are meme coins structurally finished?
Right.
Has the, you know, the volatility and just the sheer number of low-effort tokens burned the sector out completely? Or are they quietly setting up for another, maybe more selective run?
It's such a critical question. And the source material we've been looking at, it makes one thing very clear.
What's that?
The mania is over. Whatever happens in 2026, it is just, it is not going to look like the crazy speculative cycles of 2021 or that, you know, that indiscriminate pump of early 2024.
So that ship has sailed.
That ship has definitely sailed.
So it's not just a simple resurrection of the old environment. What are we looking at? A complete market structure shift?
Precisely. The core idea in the source material is that the sector is entering this really profound and honestly painful reset phase.
A reset phase.
Yeah. And for sophisticated traders, resets like this are often where the best asymmetric opportunities are quietly born. You know, where the potential upside just dwarfs the immediate risk.
So it's a shift from chaos to controlled opportunity.
That's a great way to put it.
That's our mission today, then. We need to cut through the simple dead versus moon noise and really analyze the mechanics of this reset. We're talking market structure, on-chain data, and the professional behavior that's defining this space now.
Looking for the structure beneath the satire.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. We can't talk about a reset without first acknowledging how severe the market exhaustion was that, you know, made it necessary.
Mm-hmm.
The source material details a genuinely harsh story told by the numbers through late 2024 and 2025. It wasn't just a market that delivered extreme returns. It delivered absolutely devastating losses.
The data tells a very sobering story. I mean, it's one of exhaustion and withdrawal. The overall meme coin market cap didn't just fall. Its dominance within the wider altcoin market just dropped to multi-month lows.
And that's a key point, isn't it? It signals more than volatility.
So much more. It signals a structural flight of capital and, maybe more importantly, attention away from the whole sector.
And what the source calls a retail holder washout.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't just people taking profits.
No, far from it. When you look at the big established names, you know, the coins that build huge communities like Doge, SHIB, PP, Bonk, the source shows them all suffering these sustained 60 to 80% drawdowns from their cycle highs.
Wow, 60 to 80.
Yeah. And when every major player loses that much ground, it doesn't just scare away new people. It wipes out the majority of existing retail holders. That does deep structural damage.
The source identifies the root problem, not just as a price crash, but as something called attention dilution. That phrase really captures it.
It absolutely does, because the structural issue was rooted in just how easy it was to create these things.
Right.
These low-cost launches, especially on Solana, made it effortless to spin up literally tens of millions of new disposable tokens. The source says there was no friction, no protection, and no long-term incentive alignment. It was just a nonstop lottery ticket machine.
Which means the barrier to entry for a creator was basically zero, but the cost for the investor was massive.
Exactly. When creation is frictionless, the result is immediate. Liquidity becomes razor thin, fragmented across thousands of pools.
Yeah, and trust just evaporates.
Completely. And so holding behavior collapses into pure short-term extraction. Why hold when you can just jump to the next potential 100x?
Mm.
The summary the source offers is undeniable. Too many memes, too little attention, too little trust. That's the exhausting environment 2026 is resetting from.
That deep exhaustion makes the meme coins are dead narrative seem so obvious, right? But this is where we need to look closer. Declining dominance doesn't always mean a sector is dead. Sometimes it's the final stage before smart money comes back in.
That's the key observation. Historically, meme coin dominance rarely just crashes to zero. The moment that dominance flattens, when that steep downward fall finally ends, that's a critical technical signal.
So that stabilization is the first real factor suggesting a shift going into 2026.
It is. On a practical level, it suggests that the overwhelming panic selling is exhausting itself.
The forced sellers are gone.
The sellers who had to liquidate are mostly done. And while that doesn't guarantee a price reversal right away, it marks the end of that forced liquidation. It clears the debris.
Okay, so that's signal one. The second signal the source details involves technical indicators showing that selling pressure is weakening. You mentioned bullish RSI divergences.
Right.
For you listening, if you're not sitting in front of a chart, why does that matter?
So a bullish RSI divergence basically means that even if the price of the sector is making a new low, the momentum behind the selling is not. It's getting weaker.
Oh, okay.
It's a sign of seller exhaustion. So in short, the sellers are clearly losing control, even if the price hasn't totally turned around yet.
The body blows are getting softer, even if the sector is still reeling.
That's a perfect analogy.
And the third signal, this one connects back to the real world, to the engine of retail engagement.
Yeah, meme coins are still crypto's most effective attention engine. They're simple, they're narrative-driven, and they offer the quickest capital rotation.
And that's crucial because...
Because when liquidity inevitably returns to the overall market, retail capital historically flows first into assets that are easy to understand and move fast. This doesn't guarantee a rally, but it means the mechanism for one is still there. You still have the fuel.
And that potential brings us to the future structure. The source material is adamant on this point. If meme coins recover in 2026, it won't be through blind faith in thousands of new launches. The market has learned a hard lesson.
It's an essential pivot. Blind FOMO died because the liquidity is too fragmented now. It can't support the hundreds of daily pumps we saw before. The market is demanding higher standards for survival.
So let's detail these new filters. What are the key survival mechanisms in this new environment?
Well, the first is that attention scarcity becomes the dominant filter.
Okay.
Because there are too many tokens, only the ones that capture and maintain sustained mindshare will be relevant. It's not enough to trend for 48 hours anymore.
So they need real cultural resonance or something.
Exactly. Something to help them survive the inevitable 50% pullbacks.
That makes sense. It's a battle for eyeballs and conviction.
Mm.
What about the money itself?
That brings us to the second, and I'd argue most critical, filter. Liquidity quality matters more than social hype.
Shallow pools are death traps.
Total death traps, where one large sale can crash the price 90%. So successful traders in 2026 are aggressively tracking things like LP depth, the actual capital backing the trading pair, and also wallet concentration.
Why is LP depth suddenly so important?
It's the measure of how solid a project is. If a coin has massive hype but only $50,000 in liquidity, any real capital trying to get in or out will just get destroyed by slippage.
Right.
So traders are now looking for locked LP depth money. The team can't just pull out as a non-negotiable metric of safety. It's the market demanding insurance against rug pulls.
And finally, this idea of moving away from just chasing the newest thing that launched 10 minutes ago.
The third filter is survivorship over novelty. The market is just tired of zero effort launches. So going forward, the market's going to heavily favor the few memes that have actually managed to stay alive across multiple volatility cycles.
So endurance becomes a feature.
It becomes a valuable stamp of approval. It signals a deep community resilience. It proves that it's real.
This whole discussion, survival through LP depth, mindshare, professional execution, it really transforms the approach required from you, the listener. It demands some serious risk control and data analysis, even though the assets are, you know, still jokes.
It's a paradox, isn't it? The source hammers this home. While meme coins move faster than legacy assets, that speed means mistakes are just amplified exponentially.
So success is no longer about finding the best story.
No, it hinges on execution and risk control.
But wait, if the barrier to entry is now professional data analysis, aren't we kind of destroying the whole lottery ticket appeal of meme coins?
That's a fair question. The source suggests the market is segmenting. That lottery ticket pool still exists, but the expected value of playing is near zero. The real opportunity has shifted to that small group of surviving high liquidity assets.
And to trade those successfully requires a different mindset.
It requires fundamental execution principles, smaller position sizing, faster rotation of capital, and tighter invalidation.
Let's clarify, tighter invalidation.
Okay.
It sounds like jargon, but it's critical.
In trading, invalidation just means setting a precise level where your trade idea is proven wrong.
Okay.
Tightening it means you're forcing an immediate, usually automatic, exit the second that level is hit, no emotion involved. You protect your capital by admitting your mistake instantly.
So the era of just holding and hoping through the dips is over.
It's over for anyone who wants to survive. The whole mindset has to shift from speculation to analysis.
Which means the core question changes.
Absolutely. The successful approach moves from asking the low information question, what's the next meme, to a much more analytical one. Where is capital actually flowing and who is holding?
And that focus on capital flow requires high-level data intelligence.
Yeah.
What specific types of on-chain data are becoming, like, non-optional for traders?
The edge now comes from context, from spotting shifts before everyone else. The source highlights the need for real-time meme coin mindshare tracking. Basically spotting early attention shifts before they show up in the price.
Tracking the conversation before it becomes a crowded trade.
Exactly. And just as vital is smart money and whale wallet behavior analysis, you have to be able to tell the difference between genuine organic accumulation and a coordinated pump and dump.
How do you do that?
Well, if a handful of wallets own 80% of the supply, that's not accumulation. It's a trap waiting to be sprung.
And since execution and risk are so important, traders need to see their exposure in real time.
They do. This requires unified liquidity, risk, and execution dashboards. These tools are necessary to avoid those thin liquidity traps, and most importantly, they help you manage exits when volatility returns. You can't rely on slow, manual clicks in this arena.
So what does this all mean for you? The bottom line for 2026 is that the meme coin sector is no longer a simple buy everything and hope lottery. The market has matured through some extreme, painful consolidation.
The summary is survival, selectivity, and structure. Most meme coins launched during the mania phase will fail. They'll just disappear. But that small surviving group that adapts to these new higher standards,
the ones with real liquidity and sustained attention,
those are the ones that will continue to offer the kind of asymmetric opportunities that draw traders in. The game has just become immensely harder.
It sounds like the entire sector has evolved from being purely a joke market to a highly specialized, technically challenging arena.
It has. Meme coins are no longer a joke market. They are a high risk, high signal trading arena. And in 2026, the data indicates that only prepared traders, those who execute professionally and prioritize data-driven risk control, will be able to navigate it and last.
That leads to a fascinating thought for you to consider. Since the future of meme coins seems to rely on high standards for liquidity, complex signal analysis, and professional execution, how fundamentally does this shift in skill level change the sector's accessibility for the average beginner? Is the fun gone because the barrier to entry has gotten so much higher? Or is this necessary professionalization just part of a market growing up? Something to mull over.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.